in and out 5 times through the left nostril. Now shift to the right 5 times. Slow, deep breaths. We can alternate in through the right and out through the left, then in through the left and out through the right 5 times. In through the right. Out through the left, in through the left, out through the right. This is called Anulom Vilom. Simple pranayama helps to quieten the mind before meditation. Eyes closed. Consciously relax the body from the head to the toe, stopping at the forehead, the neck, face, and so on, up to the toes. And then from the toes, back to the head, stopping at the feet, the calf, the knees, and so on. Every part of the body is completely relaxed. You can keep your fingers in the chin mudra posture if you wish, with the thumb touching the index finger. Now keep your attention on the breath. Slow deep breaths and a pause in between. Chanting Om as you breathe out, or your mantra. Today's mantra is from the Keno Upanishad. Ushane Karshe Yamasurya Praja Patya Vyuha Rashmin Samubha Tejaha Tatte Rupam Kalyanatamam Tatte Pashyami. Yosau asau purusha soham asmi. This is a prayer to the sun god, the light of consciousness that illumines the sun and manifests on the earth. It says, Pushan Ekarshe, O Bhagwan's son, Ekarshe, you travel alone in the cosmos, in the sky. Pushan, you are the nourisher of everything on this earth. Yama Surya Prajapatya. Yama, you are the controller, O Surya Bhagwan. And Prajapatya, you are the creator. So all life in this cosmos, is in this earth, is created, nourished, and controlled by the Lord Sun. So I bow down to that. Then the seeker says, Vyuha Rashmin Samuha Tejaha. your powerful rays. Remove them. Reduce them. Samuha Tejaha, withdraw your brilliance. The sun and its rays are so strong, we are unable to see them. So we are requesting the Lord Sun to withdraw those rays and the Teja. Yatte rupam kalyanatamam tatte pashyami. Why do I want to withdraw? So I may see your rupam kalyanatamam, your auspicious form. Te pashyami. May I see your auspicious form. The Supreme Spirit that illumines the sun and sustains all life on this earth. May I see that. May I know that. Vasau asau purusha soham asmi. I am that purusha, that light of consciousness that outside illumines the sun and the whole cosmos. And inside, this light of consciousness illumines my body, my mind, and my intellect. This is Advaita. There is only one. Inside and outside. Actually, there is no inside or outside. Everything is that one alone, manifesting as all this. I am not separate from the totality. I am that light of consciousness. That is my true nature. And I am that Purusha within and without, all pervading. The source of all creation. So whenever you see the sunlight, remember this prayer from Ishavasya Upanishad. For the next few minutes, please shift your attention inward to this light of consciousness within me and outside. I am that consciousness. I am. शांति शांति शांति, हरि ओम श्री हरि ओम। एवरी मॉर्निंग प्लीज फेस ईस्ट एंड चैंटिंग द गायत्री मंत्र। आफ्टर दैट रिमेंबर दिस प्रेयर। O Lord Sun, you are the creator, sustainer, and controller of all life. Please withdraw your rays so that I may see your auspicious form. The light of consciousness that enlivens you and everything else, including me. That is my true nature. I am the consciousness within and without. Everything I am alone. Thank you.
Let me ask a question, please. When you asked us to impose our bodies and you become more and more conscious, sorry, I was seeing like the concepts of purple, magenta, pink, and then I'm seeing the yellow, and if you could choose into one, you could bounce off. And then let's see if I'm gentle again. What am I supposed to take from that?
That's very good. If you're seeing colors, that is a sign that you are progressing. But don't get caught in it. Don't say that, oh, if I see color, it is good. If I don't see color, it is not good. Because whatever appears will disappear. These colors that came, went, right? You're not seeing them anymore. So anything that you experience or see in meditation, if it comes, it will go. So that is not the ultimate. That is good. Nothing wrong with that. But don't seek those colors that I must see them. I must. If they come, fine. They don't come, fine. But if they come, be a witness. Don't get attached to those. Any vision, you may even see Bhagwan, Shri Krishna, or anything you may see. Whatever appears will go away. What is constant is I am.
Right.
This consciousness. Not I am this body, this female, but I am that consciousness. Constant attention should be on that which is unchanging, which is permanent, which is in the whole universe. Even the light that is illumining the sun and me is one. So shift, keep your attention on that at all times, even when you're walking, talking, driving, doing the dishes. Your attention should be on this light of consciousness. Light means, again, it's not a light, but it is the light of knowledge. That I am that. And if it appears, the colors come, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, some schools of meditation actively seek those colors. Oh, if I see a blue light, or if I hear bells, it is very good. In Vedanta, we don't recommend that. You don't seek anything because your attention should be on me, I that consciousness, not I this body or this ego, but I that consciousness. But yeah, that's good if you're able to see them, nothing wrong with that.